Were you arrested 5 years ago on a bogus drug charge because the oregano growing in your backyard looked like a stash of marijuana? Or perhaps charges were dropped against you way back in 2006 when you proved that the Percocet found in your car when you were stopped for speeding was actually a valid prescription? Either way, you can forget about ever owning a gun.
I'm an advocate of gun control.
Four, under new legislation sponsored by Jewish Senator Chuckie Schumer, the Gun Fix Law of 2011.
U.S. Senator Charles Schumer wants to make it tougher for Americans to get their hands on guns.
Even though you were proven innocent for possession of a controlled substance within the past 5 years, you will be denied your Second Amendment right.
On the other hand, no amendments, absolute.
You see, Schumer and his synagogue sidekicks, Senators Dianne Feinstein, Frank Lautenberg, and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
We should close the loopholes that permit guns to be sold without background checks.
Senator Dianne Feinstein of California was the author and champion of the assault weapons ban.
We need to close access to gun possession.
Are also calling for tighter background checks and for states to increase the percentage of names on denied gun permits to be reported to a national gun database, slapping heavy fines on states that fall short of the required quota of denied permits. With gun control as centerpieces of their legislative agenda, a glut of bills sponsored by Schumer and company haven't passed, among which tracks the ammunition an American citizen buys and of what calibers. And Schumer just keeps on boasting about his Zionist gun control agenda.
I'm an advocate of gun control. I've probably passed the major gun control pieces of legislation in the Senate.
Under this Zionist legislative umbrella, all ammunition must be coded by manufacturers, and all privately held uncoded ammunition must be destroyed by this coming July or be confiscated by police. In other words, control the ammo, and Zionist Jews, like Chuckie Schumer, control the guns. You see, it's all part of a gradualist Zionist agenda. Inch by inch, little by little, legislation upon legislation. It's part of a plan to strip the goyim of their guns, their last defense against the coming totalitarian Zionist Jewish rule. Now, did you know that under the Second Amendment, what's left of it anyways, you have the right to own and bear arms? Even though our current president, Barack Hussein Obama, who will likely be the next president, you see the Zionist Jews got him in their hip pocket. They don't want to be training a new one. Waffles on the issue.
As a general principle, I believe that the Constitution confers an individual right to bear arms. But just because you have an individual right does not mean that the state or local government can't constrain the exercise of that right.
You see, if Jewish Senator Chuckie Schumer and company and the powerful Jewish community they represent have their way, and they're the real rulers of America, in Obama's next presidency, you can kiss the Second Amendment away. As the saying goes, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. You better use the Second Amendment now while you still got it. For with Zionist Jewry advancing its march to total control of America and your guns, you're gonna lose it soon.